welcome to G.L. Horton's Stage Page Podcast. Today is Sunday, the 15th of March, 2009. Today I bring you an interview, a discussion really, between Regina Ramsey and Geralyn Horton. Topic is, among other things, the Swan Day presentation coming up at 2 p.m. Saturday, the 28th of March, at the Boston Playwrights Theatre. This will be the second annual Support Women Artists Now presentation. Sorry for misleading you about that last week. And we hope it will continue. Geralyn will be acting in Rosanna Alfaro's Turbulence and Sandra Weintraub's Staying Alive. And now, on to the interview.
Welcome to Studio Playhouse. I'm the host, Regina Elliott Ramsey. I have my favorite guest with me today, Geralyn Horton, actress, director, playwright, producer, and I don't know how many other hats she wears, but thank you for coming today, Geralyn.
It's a pleasure to be here.
We're here for a very special purpose. We're going to talk about two women's events that are coming up soon. One is Swan Day, which is going to be on February 28th at the Boston Playwrights Theater on Commonwealth Avenue in Boston. Now, could you explain to me, or to the viewers, because I know, what Swan Day is all about?
Well, Swan Day stands for Support Women Artists Now Day, and it's supposed to be the last Saturday in February. I don't know how they chose that date, but it was started by the Fund for Women Artists, and the idea was to encourage people to support women in the arts. And it isn't all theater events. There are photography events and music events and galleries turning over their facilities and so forth. And they're all on a website. You can Google Swan Day and go and find out where all these events are and decide which ones you're going to. And we hope you'll come to ours.
We put our event on the Swan Day website. So it should be there. If anybody wants to see it, just Google Swan Day and it should come up.
This is the second annual. They were just started last year, and we did one of the original Swan Days at the Boston Playwrights Theater.
And I want to thank Kate Snodgrass for allowing us to use the Boston Playwrights Theater for Swan Day. It's very generous of them. Now, let me try to remember, since I'm co-producing with Debbie Weiss, I should remember everybody that's participating. Now, we're having songs, poetry, monologues, and plays. And let me try to remember everybody. There is plays by Debbie Weiss, Monica Raymond, Hortense Gerardo, monologues by Sandra Weintraub, everybody, songs by Dara Eagle, poem by Kim Hoff, and it's just, I think there's nine women, and I'm sorry, but I can't remember them all. But Geralyn is acting in a monologue.
Rosanna Alfaro's.
Oh, Rosanna Alfaro's, and she's at Turbulence. I just remember Turbulence. And you're also acting in
Sandra Weintraub's,
which is now called Staying Alive.
I think it's always been called Staying Alive. The confusion about the name is because she gave another title to the file, which she sent us as an attachment to read the play. So I started thinking of it as the file name, but can we tell what the file name is?
I think they'll get the clue when they see the clip.
Oh, that's right.
Now, these are staged readings, I should tell people, and it's open to the public and it's free except if you want to make a $5 donation.
And since the purpose of this event is to support women artists, a donation would be very much appreciated, although you don't have to put it in the jug then. You can send a check to your favorite woman's artist's cause. I really like that it's for women artists because the commonest kind of event like this that I go to is like the Boston Marathon. It's organized by the artist, but it's in support of another charity, and you're always doing benefits. That one reason is because if you do benefits, you don't have to pay anybody, and then you have more money to actually do the production with. But it seems to me that the arts get by on so little proportion of our gross resources that it's nice when there's events to support the arts instead of arts to support other causes.
It's interesting that there was all that hullabaloo about coming up with a measly $50 million additional dollars for the NEA.
Right, and then there was this provision that you couldn't give any money to artists or museums or performances in the original bill, which thank goodness they took out.
Who was it supposed to be going to then?
Well, somebody worthy, you know, it could go to real important things, which are health and building things, and of course banks.
Banks, yes. We can't give the banks enough money, but anyway, that's another story. Now, you did this last year. I was at the event. It was very successful. And we're actually doing it on a shoestring. We're getting donations of food, hopefully, and donations of printing. So this is really a labor of love. The actors aren't getting paid, and these are professional actors. I want to get that point across. How long, I shouldn't ask you, you've been acting a great deal.
I've started acting when I was five.
Yeah, you've been acting a long time.
A long time.
And you're one of the few people that can pick up a script and read it cold.
But that's from practice, I think, because I got interested in reading scripts just written hot off the playwright's page when I was still in my teens. I lived in Kansas City, and the Kansas City University had a program that was looking for actors to just do what they do for us. We have our actors in residence who come and read our scripts at Playwrights Platform. And they put out a call. I don't know how I heard about it. Probably I was acting with a community theater and they were asked. Anyway, I showed up and I became a part of the company that read the scripts that were produced by this playwriting class. And that was just wonderful. Of course, I'd always wanted to be a playwright, but in those days, there weren't any women playwrights. There really weren't. I showed up for a playwriting class in college, and everybody looked at me like I was out of my mind. What was I trying to do here? Women couldn't write plays. Everybody knew that.
But women do have a unique voice when they write plays. Generally.
Well, I'm not sure whether that's true or not, but they certainly have
a different perspective.
Bring a perspective.
Yes.
I mean, the chores and stereotypes that are assigned to women in the world are rather different from the ones that are assigned to men. And so they're either fighting them or they're embodying them. And
well, that's
get
what
to
I
see
said
the other
when,
side.
When Debbie and Judith asked me to come up with a blurb for the publicity for the Swan Day website, I said, well, the reason I'm doing this is because I want audiences to hear the unique voice that women bring to their work. And that is because women think differently than men, because women historically have been treated differently than men. So, of course, they have a different perspective.
We're not sure whether it's nature or nurture, but
nurture,
whatever it
right.
is, it adds up to something that, well, I was really shocked when I discovered that somebody I know, who's a perfectly good playwright, but male, had been assigned, commissioned to write a play about a woman who is artificially impregnated with a mutant. And I thought, even pregnancy? Men even get to write the plays about pregnancy? I mean, I will admit that most of the experiences women have a close parallel in men's experiences, but I don't think pregnancy is one of them.
That's the issue, though, that men are called upon, they get more opportunities than women. And I don't care what anyone says, they do. It is obvious. The record stands for itself, that men get more opportunities in all the arts, though.
Well, they're certainly taken more seriously. They figure, for a woman, the arts are probably a hobby, and for a man, look, he gives up the opportunity to excel in one of the important fields, to be an artist, so he ought to get a little extra reward for that, because, after all, he could have done something useful.
Now, you're also participating in Our Voices Together, which is a Playwrights Platform event. Tell them what Playwrights Platform is.
Playwrights Platform is a nearly 40-year-old organization by playwrights, for playwrights, with a board made up of playwrights, bless their hearts, that was founded specifically to serve as a springboard and a public position for playwrights. I mean, we do the class-type thing that you do when you sign up to study playwriting anywhere, but mostly we put on actual public performances of readings and of productions, our summer festival. And we used to do actual full-length productions, but that was very, very difficult because the critics did not understand that this was part of a process. Mm-hmm. They wanted to see something that they could go down to the Colonial or the Schubert and see with
great lighting.
Do you
still think that's true,
things.
Though, don't you think?
No, I think people have gotten a little more used to it.
Yeah.
You still expect when you go to the Huntington that you're going to see a magnificent set.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of comes with your expectations when you get a ticket. But there are lots of theaters who do minimal stripped-down productions and who actually, are working on the show even as they're doing it. They're learning from the process, and that will go on to another theater in a slightly different form. until it reaches the form that perfectly expresses what's in the material and the voice to be expressed. And to get that kind of experience for us without having to spend $1 million on a theater and professional actors is just invaluable. And it's important enough that we've managed to keep it going for nearly 40 years, which makes us one of the longest-lasting arts institutions of any kind in this area, and certainly the oldest of the playwright groups.
Now, our Voices Together this year will be held on April 4th. Reception starts at 7. The performance starts at 7:30 at Turtle Lane Playhouse. It's right near you guys, so I want you all to come out and see the show. It's Turtle Lane Playhouse is on Melrose Street in Auburndale, so I want you all to come out and see it. There are 9 or 10 women participating in the show. Geraldine has a play.
I have a little sort of Saturday Night Live skit.
About Sarah Palin. That's worth coming out for, just to see a humorous take on Sarah Palin. And she's also acting in the performances. So it should be a very interesting evening, and we invite you all to come down. I think there's going to be a workshop earlier in the day because the platform is an educational organization, too, which helps to educate its playwrights. And the other thing is, and Geraldine is a member of this, we have an Actors in Residence program that we can draw on, the playwrights can draw on to find their actors.
That's a new thing, really. Before, we kind of had to go out and beat the bushes for actors. But you and Kelly and Phyllis have brought in, they're a wonderful group.
We have over 50 actors.
And they have their headshots and resumes are on our Playwrights Platform website, mm-hmm. playwrightsplatform.org. And playwrights can go take their cast lists and they look at the faces and remember when they've seen them in other people's plays and call them up or send them an email. And they're just wonderful. I mean, I'm amazed that we've gotten to the point where we actually now can do musicals.
Well, now you're doing a musical.
I'm doing a musical at Playwrights Platform this Sunday. You can come and see that, too.
You can come and see that, too. Our meetings are open to the public. They're at LaSalle College, at the Brennan Library, and the Rosen Auditorium. And we invite everybody to come. They're on every other Sunday. That's right, every other Sunday from 7 to 9:30.
Well, to be sure which Sundays they're on and which they're off, you want to go to the playwrightsplatform.org website.
Yeah, and hit calendar and you'll see them there.
But I was just amazed to see that these actors took the time to actually look over the music and be prepared to sing it.
Are they all from the AIR program?
No, some of them are from AIR and some of them are from NAMTI.
I was going to say, because you're a member of NAMTI.
I'm a semi-member. My composer is a full member. I'm writing just the books and lyrics, so I'm not.
Who's your composer for
NAMTI? Miriam Rakin Kolb.
And the
name
of
the piece?
Who did
that wonderful piece about Sarah Crewe.
Oh, Sarah Crewe.
Okay. Sarah Crewe.
Now, what is the name of the...
It's Precious Bane. Which is from a novel written in 1920 by Mary Webb about 1820 in Shropshire. So it's very complicated. It's going to be a 3-hour epic with chorus and 20 characters.
Well, you like those big.
I love the big ones.
You like them because it gives you ability to. I mean, your plays always have a lot of characters.
Usually, yes. Too many to produce.
A lot of yes,
and elaborate language.
We have how many minutes do we have? We have 2 minutes. So wrap up and leave my viewers with a thought, Geraldine. If you want to give them a thought to take back with them and to think about, 2 minutes.
A thought?
A thought. Well, you only have 2 minutes.
A thought. As you count your pennies and you check your 401k, you might decide that a good thing to do is to go to the theater, where you'll see lots of people who have been doing theater in this area with not very much money and a great deal of satisfaction for decades.
And on that note, I'm going to wrap up and say goodbye, and thank you for watching Studio Playhouse. And I have a couple of plugs. I want to thank Kathleen Golden, Les Fiorenzo, and my hairdresser, Allison at Triangles. And thank you for watching. Bye-bye.
I hope you found that interesting. Those of you in the Boston area on the 28th are welcome to join the ladies at the Boston Playwrights Theater. Those who will be elsewhere are welcome to check their local papers for available productions. If there are none, time to start planning for next year. Contact Geraldine at g.l.horton@ mindspring.com. This production is the creation and property of David Meyer in association with G.L. Horton and the www.stagepage.info website. It may be redistributed in whole or in part only with credit given and with notice sent to davidmeyer@mac.com. Our music is from the Free Play Music Library, license granted through Apple's .Mac program.